Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in once to our boardroom chats. And Kathy, guess what we did just this week coming back? We are doing what the gospel said by going to the world and preaching the gospel for a witness to all nations.
Yes, we are.
We just got back from our European tour.
You look like you need a nap.
I look like I do need a nap. My body's going, all that kind of stuff. Actually, right now, and we're doing this in the morning about, let's see what time it is. It's about 9:45. We have to tape this. It would be, what, 7 o'clock at night over there or whatever?
I'm not sure.
Anyway.
I've lost track.
We just had a glorious time. Preaching and meeting some wonderful people, people getting saved, healed, touched, and blessed.
Right, and we couldn't wait till we got back and did our chat so we can kind of give a little recap and talk about what happened there a little bit.
Let me do my little single. Update. Go, Kathy.
Well, we started out at Higher Life Church in New Brunswick, Canada. That was on a Tuesday, and it was so powerful. We loved being there. We hadn't been there in a long time.
We have
forever.
Never been there. And never been in New Brunswick, Canada.
That part of Canada.
And when we drove up to the church, it looked like an old England church.
New England church, yes, with the steeple.
Oh, it's beautiful. It was, and the pastors.
Pastor,
what can I say?
Phil and Jamie Hutchins.
They were such a blessing, and the church was wonderful.
That girl knows how to lead worship.
Oh, can she lead worship?
Oh, my goodness. So
I was watching her, and I said, boy, I mean, she is knocking it down. The way she was leading worship, it was like she was preaching at the same time.
I felt like I was at an old-time tent revival, and I just loved it.
Amen.
It just was made such an important part of the service, and you preached.
We had a wonderful time. It was a blessing of the Lord. See, and I was hitting a different nation every night. And, you know, people say, well, how does he do that? I don't really know.
We weren't even 24 hours in the cities, except for the last one. We stayed a day or two afterwards.
We got a travel day. Yeah. It was one of the most amazing, anyway, in New Brunswick, Canada, and it was just a blessing of the Lord. Now, I know this brother, and he followed me for years and things of that nature, and I saw some wonderful pictures that he had of Jerry Savelle that we used to go there and preach. Jerry's now
office.
In heaven.
Yeah.
And it was just such a blessing. It felt, well, let me just say this, it felt like we were home. The people treated us so wonderfully,
right?
Spiritually, physically, and financially.
We got Canada
in every area.
Souvenirs like the flannels that they wear in Canada and
right.
a sweater and all this kind of wonderful, just felt so welcome. And we posted some pictures, so maybe you followed us.
I
grabbed one of the comments that commented on from that meeting. It says, it was from someone named Stephen. It said, what an incredible night. Praise God. Blessings, brother and sister Kathy. So people were watching online from all over the world, of course, but there's just something about being there. And the building was smaller than what they needed, but they were believing for a bigger building.
Yeah.
But
it was such quaintness and prettiness, and that's what I loved about it. You know, I was born in the wrong century. You know, I'd like to have been born in the 1700s, the 1800s, you know, that kind of architecture and stuff. It was just really nice. And then we got up early, went to bed late, got up early, and took off to one of my favorite places in the United Kingdom, Edinburgh, Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Scots are not very emotional,
he
you know.
He thinks he sounds like a Scot, but I don't think so.
And guess what we had? Naturally, we had bagpipes. And they called it, they pipped me in. We didn't know what that meant when that first happened.
Mm-hmm.
And they played, and this is amazing. I want to talk about that lady that played the bagpipe.
Yes.
Her father played the bagpipes for me every time I would go. But then he moved to New Zealand. Am I correct in that?
Yes.
And then she played it, but she had walked away from the Lord for about 2 or 3 years or something, I think she said. And then she saw us on Facebook or YouTube or something.
Yes.
I don't know what.
And you really ministered to her. And here she was back in the Scotland church, in the place where her father...
Scotland.
Right. The place where her father used to pip us in.
Yes.
And in other places as well. But in this church there in Edinburgh, Scotland, at Pastor Sherry Haddon's church. And so here she's coming down. I didn't realize girls did it too. And I just love seeing that.
That's
so
hard
she had
play.
The full dress on, playing the bagpipes, plates. Pipes,
not bagpipe, not the bagpipes.
Pipes.
She hadn't slept much.
And so she did such a beautiful job, and I enjoyed talking with her afterwards. Yeah, it was great.
And she did the song Amazing Grace. It don't sound any better on any instrument, but when you play Amazing Grace on the bagpipes, it's one of the most amazing sounds.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, even the movies picked it up when Spock died in Star Trek. They played Amazing Grace with the bagpipes. And I mean, It's just one of the most amazing things. But we got to talk to her after service and everything. It was just such a blessing of the Lord. And
then we posted pictures.
Sherry Haddon, we got to talk about her. Sherry Haddon has been the pastor of that church for, I don't know how many years. Her husband, one of the finest men I ever met in my life, his name was Peter, went home to be with the Lord a few years ago, and she has stayed strong, boy, and pastoring two locations. I mean, going at it. It was just such a blessing.
That's so good.
Can we tell him this too? Take a little time. I have been flying, God, I don't know how long, you know, from commercial as well as private. And when we got to Edinburgh, Scotland, this is one of the biggest airports you ever seen in your life. It was an intercontinental international airport. Now watch this. We didn't know that. We got there almost in time for church to start, so we had to take off, you know. So normally we refuel the plane, do all the different things, and then we head to the hotel to change and then go to, but we didn't have time for that. As soon as we got up, we shut the plane down. We had to drive. We had to get someone to drive us over there. To make a long story short, the next morning we got up and we got there. I never thought I'd ever witness this in my life. The whole airport didn't have any fuel, no jet fuel, nothing, nobody taking off. And I thought, I got to be in Bulgaria, in Sofia, Bulgaria. And that's a long way across there. You're crossing nations, you know. No fuel, nothing. They just, I don't know if they ran out or messed up or something. So I thought, thank God we had a little fuel left. Not enough to get to Bulgaria, but we went to Glasgow. And they didn't even know that Edinburgh had run out of fuel. Mm-hmm. And I said, boy, take every, put the jet fuel in the light lamps. Fill it up, son. And we took off, made it just in time there in Bulgaria, Sofia, Bulgaria. Mm-hmm. But I never thought I'd ever see that. Had
actually,
a marvelous service,
actually,
though,
we were
in
a
Scotland.
Little bit late there because they had wanted us to do two TV programs. Yeah, we only did one because of the later arrival.
Yes.
But I have a testimony from Facebook, a comment, somebody that watched on
Scotland?
From Scotland, and I saw the post. Caroline says, my home church where I got saved at 21. It was lovely seeing this post in New Zealand today. So people were joining in from all over the world
for the
program.
And let me tell you something. It's
services.
One of the most amazing things. We just flew 11 and a half hours to get, about 11 and a half hours to get back.
Yesterday.
And my pilots were tired, and we were tired. And Kathy did
Our
all the sleeping, and I did all the preaching. But she, Kathy, I mean, we'd get in the plane, man. Here I am.
Don't
I've been preaching, sweating. I got there. And she says, I need to lay down. And then she gave me a shot. You know how hard it is to sit on a pew listening to you preach when I'm sleepy and tired.
Stay awake.
And stay awake. And because
That's
the time
joke.
Changes.
It's a joke. Can't
I know
take
it's a joke. I know it's a joke. That's all right. But we had a wonderful time. And then got up early, took off, and went then to Sofia, Bulgaria. Never had been in Bulgaria before in my life. And let me just say, these were some of the finest preachers and pastors we've ever met.
Yeah.
And they knew who I was, but I didn't know who they were.
We have a hard time pronouncing their last name. Hajabazavana.
Yeah, you speak in tongues.
I'm saying it wrong, I think. George was the lead pastor, and his dad, Ivan, I think.
How many Georges did they have?
He had three at least.
And I said, we have a George.
Our George is actually Jorge.
Yeah, but it's but like, it looks like George
he
to me.
He says it's George, but I think it's J-O-R-G-E.
Okay, so whatever. And we preached, and now I'm going through interpreters. The only one I didn't have an interpreter for was New Brunswick, Canada, and Edinburgh, Scotland. But I mean, from then on now, I was in interpreter. So you have to preach in synthesis. You know, so they can interpret it and things of that nature.
I know you said that I did nothing but sit on the front pew, but I greeted all the congregations when I was there.
But I had to pull you up.
I took pictures. I made social media posts. I was working.
She was working.
I was having a good time, though, meeting everybody. Everyone was so gracious and loving. It was
wonderful. They were just wonderful people. And the pastor's father is the one that translated for me, Ivan. And they're in Sofia, Bulgaria. And we got lost. I mean, even the GPS got lost trying to find that place. But on the way coming back, George was so kind. He said, the pastor's son said, I'll take you back to the hotel. It took us 45 minutes to get to the church. Took him, 10, 12 minutes, and we were
back
in the
afterwards.
But he knew how to go. The place was beautiful. He took us a totally different way.
Yeah.
But the church
was
wonderful.
It makes a difference when you're with someone who knows the territory, and we love that.
But the Holy Ghost was moving and praying and blessing. And then But right before we did the service, we did that television program, and I told Kathy it wasn't going to be on. I said, oh, come on, Kathy, be on. I shouldn't say it. Somebody told Kathy that.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Oh.
No, I will not. Okay. He tells everything.
Anyway, I didn't know about it, you know. But anyway, she did a good job.
My zipper was down. That's what they're called. My pants. Down. And so my slacks. I had a black pants and a red jacket. And before I went on to sit on the set, one of the sweet ladies told me that my zipper was down. I said, "You're a true friend."
I never seen it.
I had a white shirt on, it would have been the nasty look.
Oh, I guess so, whatever.
They'd have thought it was something else.
It was just such a blessing. I'm glad you didn't have
red. Why did you bring that up?
Thank God you didn't have red underwear on. Good Lord. You know, it happens sometimes. I'll tell you, talking about underwear.
No, we're not talking about underwear.
Well, I'm going to tell you. One time I was preaching the Southwest Believers Convention. Listen, and I think there was about 12,000, this is years and years ago. All of a sudden, Gloria Copeland got up and ran to the side, you see, and went behind the curtain like that. And I'm preaching up a storm. She's going, "Jesse, Jesse, Jesse." And I could hear her, but I'm trying to preach. I got all these people. I just stopped. I said, "What, Gloria, what?" And she said, "Your zipper's down." I went, "Oh, Jesus." I said, "Everybody, lift your hands up and close your eyes." I zipped my pants up, praise God. But it was all right. What are you going to do?
Yeah, you know? The thing is, when people whisper to you, I'm just going to give you a clue. It's something that they want to keep quiet and silent about.
I understand.
You don't say, "Hi, what are you whispering about?"
What? I mean, you know, I mean, we had a wonderful time then, Bulgaria.
Yeah, and we got a testimony, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Someone made a comment on Facebook photos that I posted, it was so strong, there was fire in that place. God released all of heaven with anointing and all of the resources in the hall. So we had people everywhere. They had people in the balcony. They had pastors that came from there from a lot of different nations in Europe. Yeah. I mean, the pastor sent me a text about it. I think it was Macedonia.
Oh, yeah.
Different ones.
Almost like reading the Bible. Mm-hmm. The thing I really enjoyed, too, I met a man who pastored a church or preached a church under communism. That's when the Union Soviet Socialist Republic was controlling all that.
Right.
But I don't know how many years, but he wouldn't give up. He just kept on preaching, and you know, but he'd have to do it undercover and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Man, they kill you back in them days, you know. And but he was a very fine man, him and his wonderful wife. It was such a blessing. All of them asking us to come back. And I told him, "I'll come back when I can," you know, and because I'm traveling so much. Now watch this. This is from, I mean, we get to bed like 12:30, 1 o'clock, boom. We're up at, you know, at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, getting ready. And then we left Bulgaria and went to Zurich, Switzerland.
Yeah, but before we go there, I found the text that Pastor George sent to me. He said that—
George from Bulgaria?
Bulgaria. He says they had people from England, Germany, Bulgaria, Macedonia, Ukraine, Holland, USA, and Turkey. Remember there was somebody there from Tulsa? And actually from
Venice, Louisiana, and from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
They were there
and
in
they
the meeting.
Flew there to see me preach in Bulgaria.
First time ever there in that nation.
I couldn't get over that. That was just amazing. The Lord was really moving, touching people. And I thank all of y'all for inviting us and letting us come and be a part of that. Then, like I say, I mean, got to bed real late, and then boom, right up. And headed out then to Zurich, Switzerland.
Which we had been there before.
Yeah, but Peter Hasler and his wonderful wife, Vivian. Now that place, that's a beautiful place. That Switzerland is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful country. But the name of his church is called Zoe. And it was such as a blessing. So I had the Zoe of life and I had Sophia, which is Christy's baby's name, Sophia.
That's a city.
That's a city.
It means wisdom.
Yes.
And they told us.
That's what it means, wisdom. Praise the Lord. But I tell you, when we got to Zurich, we got to eat a little lunch with Peter and Vivian and their wonderful daughter, Joyce. I think her name is Joyce, yes. I had just a glorious time. But that night, we got to preaching and ministering the word of the Lord. And he was, what's this, in Switzerland now? He was translating me in German. Mm-hmm. And I believe there's a thing, there's something about the German thing. They do have a testimony.
Yeah, I wrote a testimony. I found this one on Facebook. It says, "I watched it on my Facebook, great as always. It was fun for me because I am German. So to listen to the translation in German felt strange because I've been in the USA for so long. Hearing it now, I understand why Americans think that a lot of times we sound so very strict. Laugh out loud. Thanks again. It was great."
I would say like, it's
That's
so
from Heidi.
I would say it like this. It's so wonderful to be here today in Zurich and just love the Lord Jesus. Did I say that? You know, and but it was great. I mean, we had a marvel. I mean, a glorious time. Mm-hmm. Then we ain't slowing down. We barely getting sleep here. Boom, we get up the next morning and probably had 4.5 hours sleep. Boom, and we went to Nice, France. Now I tell you what.
Boom.
The place of the rich and famous. That's what they say. That's where all Cannes.
Nice is nice.
Nice is nice. Yeah. Cannes is where Hollywood comes to do all the movies and all this stuff. This place.
It's all in that general
this
area.
Place
it's a gorgeous
is beautiful.
Location, right on the Mediterranean Sea.
And I preached
south
two services there and had the most wonderful time. We met Philippe and Rebecca
Boulanger. Which
Boulanger.
Means bread.
It's all French. It was such a blessing. And I couldn't wait to use my French when we went out to eat. And I told the waiter, waiter, l'addition, s'il vous plaît.
You know, garçon.
Yeah, garçon. L'addition, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah, that means the check, please.
Yes. And
so we wanted to buy so that
yeah,
you could
they
say
all
that.
Didn't
and
want
you
to
did
do
it.
It.
You did a good job.
Did I do a good job? He said, oh, no. It was a very expensive restaurant. They were trying to bless us. In fact, the pastor of the church had never eaten there before. This is full course meal. I said, my pleasure. Let me be a blessing. But I had to train the maitre d', I call him whatever it is. I said, there's no place here for tip. He said, oh, you got to do that before. I never tipped before. I'm going to tip after to see how the service is. But then, so I just gave him some cash. He goes, that much? You meant all of this? I said, yeah, you did a good job. It was just such a blessing of the Lord. And then when I got to that church, we did have a night, you see, we had the, no, when did we get there? We got there on Saturday?
We got it on a Saturday afternoon.
Right.
And then we had two morning services.
So I had
on
a
Sunday.
Good night's sleep Saturday. Boom, I was up Sunday. I did two services back to back. And we had a wonderful, it got hot in that church, but the Lord blessed me. As I was going to the left, I found an air-conditioned vent with just air conditioning coming out. And it was freezing me. And I said, let me freeze. I don't care. I'm just sitting there, you know, because you lose heat through your head. I was sweating and everything. But I'm getting that thing. And Rebecca, that girl can translate. And I got something kind of funny to tell you this. What I would tell people sometimes, and you probably heard me preach it, you need to quit believing and start knowing. You see what I'm saying? Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. Well, you have to break your sentences up. You need to quit believing, blah, 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 and then start knowing. So when I said, you need to quit believing, she looked at me and said, do you want me to translate that? I said, translate it, yes. And when they did it, the people were. I said, and need to start knowing, which is another the level. And she translated the knowing part, and they went, oh, okay. Because they thought I was telling them not to believe no more.
You know, it's
good
not
services.
Easy to think where to break your phrasing because right. When they translate, they have to translate, of course, the complete thought. It's not a word for word because sometimes in English, our words are different level.
Well, it sounds like they're saying more words than I'm saying. We say like this. The English language says the White House. Every other language says the house is white. So there's more words to say, even though I just said two, White House. See, don't work that way. And but anyway, we had a glorious time. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, I preached both services. We got invited to a villa by one of our partners.
That was in the church in Nice.
At the church to eat
lunch.
The
name of the church in Nice was Eglise en Ciel. I think I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. Pastors Philippe and Rebecca Boulanger. And also had the founding pastors, John and Laura Maiden, were there.
Right.
We met Laura and John at
Zurich,
conference.
At a Rhema conference.
Yeah, and when she invited us to go to the church that that they had originally started.
Right.
But had been pastored by Philippe and Rebecca for about 7 years now.
They invited to this villa, this people's home. It's a very nice place, walled. All walled in.
Beautiful.
And they said, we're going to have a few people. We ended up having about 25, 30 people. And I thought, oh, okay, you know. And it was, and then they hired a chef. And he did all kinds of different foods and things.
It was such a nice day.
It was just
and the weather was
marvelous.
Beautiful. A little warm, but it
was
very
it was warm,
nice.
But that's fine. So watch this. So I had a day off. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't want to ask him because I don't like to intrude. But I'm so glad that Laura and John, who were the original pastors of that church, said, would you like for us to take you around Nice? I said, it would be nice. Because it's spelled N-I-C-E. Did she take us around Nice?
Yeah, she's a great tour.
I mean, we went and then there was a big, they had, they put all kind of stuff in the stores out in the streets, and I don't know.
It's like a market outside.
Thousands of people walking.
Flea market. Kind of thing,
it was
with antiques.
Beautiful stuff.
It's fun.
And we had
strolling.
Such, yeah.
And then we looked in, and along the way we could went into three different cathedrals.
Yeah.
Beautiful churches.
This Catholic church was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I almost went on Nome Patri Fili e Spiritu Santo. You know,
a lot of gold inside.
Gold, buddy. I mean, it was beautiful. And then I told him, I said, can I take you all to lunch? Oh, no, but, you know, they all wanted to take it. I said, no, let me take you all out to lunch. And to make a long story short, I said, what's the most expensive hotel with the most expensive restaurant? I wanted to be a blessing to them. They knew exactly where it was. And I said, let's go there. And we walked in and looked around this place, and we thought, Lord, look at this here. I mean, you got Maseratis and Ferraris and all the other kind of cars. So we went in to eat at lunch. Now watch this, and we had such a wonderful time. I want to tell the partners, we didn't charge these people anything. Mm-hmm. We gave them no expenses. I mean, this meeting cost about $100,000+ to fly and hit, especially when that thing shut down in Scotland about fuel. I had to go fly way over to another place to get something. And when I got there, now the fuel normally would go from like $6 a gallon to $12, $14 a gallon. They got you. You got no other choice. But the Lord was so good and gracious to us and everything. And they just couldn't get over that we wouldn't give them expenses. Mm-hmm. I said, no. And they received an offering for us. But those offerings that they received does not go to the expenses of the meeting. We take those offerings and put it toward projects, you know, where God's telling us to do. And we pay the expenses. And our faithful financial partners help us to travel all over the world to do that. And I would say that alone shocked them all. They could not get over that. No, there's nobody does that. Well, yeah, that probably are a lot of people do. You just don't know about it. Mm-hmm. But I want to thank all my partners. Because, see, when you give, like on a boardroom chat, I mean, we take those, and 100% of it, not some of it, 100% goes in the world evangelism. If you'd like to be a partner, I would invite you to become one. Go to jdm.org. That's our website. And you can become a partner. Hit a donate button if you so desire. You can use PayPal if you want. Or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or you can do the free JDM app and select the giving you like. Mm-hmm. Or you can just mail in an old-fashioned check. 100% of it goes into world evangelism. Don't get mad at me now when you get to heaven, because the next place we're going, there are going to be people born again, saved, healed, and touched, and you'll get to meet them in heaven. Yeah. It would just be such a blessing of the Lord. Amen. And I mean, they really want to hear from Kathy, and I could see that Kathy kept going, no. But I pulled her up on the platform in every church, and she did a marvelous job.
I mean, it was just such a blessing. I didn't just sleep.
Well, you talked a little bit. You didn't preach like I did. Come on. Imagine you talking and me preaching.
I think I threw down. I thought it was really good. I'm pleased with the Lord.
Yeah, she talked about maybe 4 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
but it was good.
I didn't want to take your time.
Oh,
I'd have been hearing it the rest of the day.
No,
but anyway,
I'm kidding. All the time.
I know.
You know?
But I so enjoyed meeting everyone. In fact, we met many, every place that we went, we met partners and got to make, and
all
made new friends. And it was so wonderful. In fact, and I know people were watching from all over the world. So thank you for writing these comments. We only just given you a little sample of them, but this one was from the Nice meeting. It's actually someone from India that was watching. It said, greetings to you, man of God, watching from India. We so appreciate your dedication and commitment to the Word of God. And we are committed to the Word of God. This is why we went there.
Amen.
Such a short time. I think it was 5 nations, 6 services in 6 days. So we went there, came back quickly, and we wanted to come right here, right as soon as our first day back, and we wanted to share with you what was on our heart, all the things that God did. So many people's lives were changed and people were reached because you sent us. So thank you, partners. When we go, we bring you with us. And
so
many lives have been impacted. Ministries were affected. They had many leaders that were in these meetings as well. Churches dismissed their church and came in there, especially in Nice. There was another pastor that you met.
On Sunday morning, you know what they did? This is another church having service on Sunday morning.
In Nice.
So they sent a representative of their church for the first morning so to hear us. And then in the second service that I preached, the pastor of the other church came on the second service. Now, you don't find too many pastors like that and that would do that.
There's such unity in that city between these two churches. It was really inspirational to see.
It was a blessing of the Lord. So I can't thank our partners enough. And let me tell you something. We take it serious. Now, I want to read a scripture. Why did you do that? why do you do that and not charge expenses? And well, first thing first, he didn't ask me to pay for it. He asked me to believe for it. Mm-hmm. But there's a scripture in Mark chapter 16, and I love it. And it's verse 15. This is Jesus saying, and he said unto them, or I could say it like this, and he said unto Kathy and Jesse, mm-hmm. go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Amen. Amen.
Every creature.
Every creature.
Every creature. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't make no difference to me how much it costs to do it. Because, you know, when we flew into Nice, there's no shortage of money. It's just in the wrong hand. I don't know how many corporate jets I saw out there. And I thought, man, look at this, which is okay with me. But they want to criticize me because I have a plane. This is the only way I could do this, ladies and gentlemen. There's no way I could do that. And listen, we met a couple in Nice at a hotel. And they had just been pickpocketed and got their cards and their money and all that kind of thing. We got to talking to them and saw them at breakfast the next morning. And I wouldn't say we became friends, but hey, how you doing? So I think we made them feel better. And I thought, so you need any help or anything? Oh, no, no, we're doing fine and stuff like that. What did you come to do? We came to preach the gospel. We came. It was just such a blessing of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I like what his wife said. I can tell by the way you talk, you know what you're doing. I said, well, I've been doing it for 49 years. And it's just such a blessing. So yes. Go in the world and preach the gospel.
Yeah, and the Passion Translation of that verse says, and he said unto them, as you go into all the world, preach openly the wonderful news of the gospel to the entire human race. The good news is wonderful, and people need to find out about the good, wonderful life that we can have in Jesus. And I think we did that on all of these places that we went. We met people who already know it, but they got recharged, and many of them came in and found out about it for the first time. God used you and the word of knowledge to bless and minister to many people.
Amen.
We believe people were healed and touched and saved.
So not only did we bring you our partners, but we brought the Holy Ghost too.
Yeah.
And it was just such a blessing. And then we already booking things again for next year and the rest of this year. We're just running, just going all the time. And thank you for your faithful financial support.
Yeah, as it stands now, unless we add more to our schedule, which is entirely possible, by the end of this year, we would have gone the equivalent of 6.5 times around the planet. And yeah, so we still have some more to go, but this was a big part of that. Our trip back in May that we did to Australia, of course.
But they told me how much more I got to preach. But come December the 7th, December the 8th of 2025, we're going to put the plane down a little bit, you know, and because the pilots have to go get what we call recurrent training and all that kind of stuff. We will have preached. Now, this includes a boardroom chat and stuff like that. 649
Praise God. That's a lot of word.
That's a lot of work. And it's just such a blessing and a lot of word. But people touch. That's why we ask you to be a partner. That's why we ask you. Because, you know, we do what we say. Mm-hmm. We don't take your money. We don't do any of that stuff. None whatsoever at all. 100% of it goes into world evangelism. And it's just such a blessing
of Jesse,
the Lord.
Jesse, while we were gone, our team was in place running the ministry here. We had some of the pastors and our leaders, like George, preached on a Sunday morning.
Amen.
Ron preached on a Wednesday night. Our team was posting things, keeping up with us. And it's great to know that when we go, we have a family here of workers, people who love Jesus that are doing it with excellence. And in fact, it was good to come back. They said, it's not the same when you're gone. It's good that when you come back, they're glad to see you.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
Better than the other way around, I guess.
You know, as we close today, I'm going to ask you to do something. I very seldom ever ask people to do that. I'm going to ask for you to do something very important to Kathy and important to me. I want you to pray for this woman on August the 30th, this Saturday coming.
You had to do that.
I have to do it. It'll be Kathy's birthday. And I told her, I don't know what she wants, but she can have what she wants or whatever. But I think she would appreciate your prayers, and it would be such a blessing. And I'm going to take her somewhere if she wants to go, and I believe she does.
I'm probably going to eat too much.
And that's okay, and that's fine. Just keep your pants zipped up. That's all you got.
Yeah. That was unnecessary.
She had her pants up. But anyway, would you pray for her? She'll be 73 years old, and everybody tells me she don't look no 73.
Yes, I do.
I'm 76, and I look 86. I look so much older than Kathy, but I'm only 3 years older. That's fine.
That's your confession.
It's the truth. But anyway, pray for her so she can have a great and exciting day, and because it's her day. Normally, she takes a week to do her birthday. You know, she don't just celebrate that day. But I think it's going to be special. So pray and be a blessing to her. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you for the prayers in advance.
It is such a blessing. Next time, this is Jesse and Kathy saying, we love you. We'll see you soon. God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.